This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. France's prime minister said Thursday it will fully end its operation to evacuate French nationals and Afghans in danger from Taliban-controlled Afghanistan by Friday evening. He said beyond this date, quote, it will not be possible to carry out evacuations from Kabul airport. A source close to the government added that the date has been imposed on France by the plan of the United States, which is providing security at the airport, to pull out by August 31st. The source added that France would do everything to keep its operation in place for as many more hours as it can, saying the evacuation of civilians would wind up several hours before the formal end of the mission when military and remaining embassy services would leave. The French Foreign Ministry has indicated that the final evacuations of civilians from the Afghan capital by France would be late on Thursday or Friday morning. His comments come as Britain warns of an imminent risk of terror attack at the airport, while the Netherlands has also said it was halting evacuation flights. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett is set to visit the White House Thursday for talks with U.S. President Joe Biden about Iran, security issues, and the coronavirus pandemic. The meeting will be the first time the two leaders speak in person since Bennett became prime minister in June. A major focus of the talks will be Iran, both its nuclear program and what a U.S. official called the country's, quote, destabilizing activities in the region. The United States and Iran have held several rounds of indirect talks about rejoining the 2015 nuclear international agreement that limited Iran's program in exchange for sanctions relief. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The director of the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is raising the vaccination target he believes is needed to provide widespread protection against COVID-19 on the continent, citing the more infectious Delta variant now present in 32 countries. The African CDC director told reporters on Thursday that health officials once estimated at least 60% of Africa's 1.3 billion people needed to be vaccinated to achieve so-called herd immunity. Now he says the proportion should be, quote, in excess of 70% to 80%. Even at that level, he said, quote, are we going to get to herd immunity? Question, I doubt that notion is relevant anymore. Africa is well short of its original vaccination target as health officials criticize richer countries for hoarding doses and rolling out booster shots while people in poorer nations are still awaiting vaccines. Workers at public hospitals in Greece are holding a five-hour work stoppage Thursday to protest a government decision making vaccination against COVID-19 mandatory for all healthcare workers in the public and private sector. About 300 hospital workers rallied outside the health ministry in Athens to protest the measure, which goes into effect September 1st. The government has made clear that no extension will be granted. Those working in the public and private health sector and those working in care homes who haven't received at least one dose of the vaccine by that date or who don't have a certificate of recent recovery will be suspended from work. The Public Hospital Workers Union said that while it supports the vaccines, it opposed making them mandatory. Japan suspended the use of more than 1.6 million doses of Moderna's vaccine on Thursday, more than a week after the domestic distributor received reports of contaminants in some vials. Both Japan and Moderna said that no safety or efficacy issues have been identified and the suspension was just a precaution, but the move prompted several Japanese companies to cancel worker vaccinations planned for Thursday. And a health ministry official said they first found about the contaminated vials on August 16th and reported the issue to the government on Wednesday. The delay was because the company needed time to gather information on which vials were affected and where they were in the country, according to an official. Moderna says the contamination could be due to a manufacturing issue at one of its production lines in Spain. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.